From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Fighting intensifies as Syrian peace talks get underway. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura Monday officially declared the Syrian peace process underway in Geneva. He met with members of the opposition High Negotiation Committee and plans to do the same with the government delegation Tuesday. The opposition has indicated it will not enter a political dialogue until there are concrete measures to alleviate the humanitarian situation on the ground. Farah Atassi is a member of the opposition delegation.
The whole world watched the unprecedented escalation of violence and the bombing of the Syrian regime for Mu'addamiya. 52 of TNT barrel hit Mu'addamiya yesterday, whereas the whole world looking to Geneva for starting a serious negotiation or a serious peace process. The Syrian opposition is keen to end the suffering of the Syrian people. However, you cannot ask the Syrian opposition to engage in any negotiation with the regime under this escalation.
Syrian forces and their Russian allies are also said to be on the move near the northern city Aleppo. U.S. presidential envoy to the anti-Islamic State coalition, Brett McGurk, visited northern Syria over the weekend, meeting with local leaders. His visit, the first by a top U.S. diplomat to the country since former U.S. ambassador to Syria Robert Ford left Damascus in 2012. A local official said he spoke of bolstering Kurdish forces against the IS group. The lawyer defending former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo before the International Criminal Court said Monday his client was working to restore democracy in the country when he was forcibly ousted from power. It was lawyer Emmanuel Altit's opening statement in Gbagbo's trial for crimes against humanity. His client has pleaded not guilty to the four charges against him. This is VOA News. The commander.